by the way Glenn Miller played.
Songs that made the hit parade.
Guys like us, we had it made. Those were the days.
Starring Carol O'Connor, Gene Stapleton, co-starring Rob Reiner and Sally Struthers in All in the Family.
Mr. We could use a man like Herbert Hoover again. Didn't need no welfare state.
Everybody pulled his weight.
G.R.O. LaSalle ran great. Those were the days.
Developed by Norman Lear. At Kelsey's, Pinky sprinkles raisins on a crate that reads, Danger, live India mongoose.
They look like the real thing, don't they?
Yeah. Hey, if I fell for this gig, I can't wait to see how Bunker's gonna fall for it.
Hey, you kidding, Archie's old faithful. Remember the time he fell asleep in here watching the ball game? And I cemented his shoes to the floor?
Yeah, and the time you put the plastic vomit in his hat and he got real mad at you.
Yeah, and then when you put the real spaghetti in his hat and he thought it was fake and he put it on. Hey, Pinky, I gotta hand it to you. When it comes to practical jokes, you're a regular genius.
Yeah, I have to credit goes to Bunker. He's such a sap. All I have to do is tell him there's a mongoose in this. Yeah. And his curiosity will get up, huh?
Yeah.
And I'll keep talking and wait till his face gets closer and closer. Listen, when he gets his schnoz right down there, Gage.
Pinky flips a switch, launching a fur tail at Hank.
Hey, Bunker's coming. He just turned the corner.
Oh. Okay, you guys, you know what to do?
Yeah.
Pinky resets the box.
Hi there, Harry.
Oh, hi, Arch. How you doing?
How are you?
What
are you saying, Arch?
Pinky's just telling us about the fight at the garden last night. Come on over.
Yeah, give me a beer, huh?
Yeah, come on, Arch. Sit down right here. Oh, hey. What, you think I was born yesterday? Sit there. What, you got the chair wired or something? Or maybe you got some glue spread on the seat there?
What's the matter with you, Bunker? Don't you trust me? Here, take my chair. I'll sit here.
Oh, well, all right. Your chair? I'll sit down. Go ahead.
So anyway, I figured I had my bet won. You know?
Yeah.
When Sugar Jackson pops up like a yo-yo at the count of eight.
Well, what is this danger here?
I'm sorry, Arch. That's mine.
What is
it? It's nothing. It's a mongoose. Mozzarella moves in for the kill. Huh? Sugar Jackson surprises him with a left uppercut.
It says, look at that mongoose. Says mongoose right on.
Yeah, that's what it is. So don't touch it. It's sleeping. Mongooses don't like to be bothered when they're sleeping.
What are you going to do with it?
I bought it for a birthday gift for my girlfriend Doris.
Doris, she likes birds, huh?
Arch, a mongoose ain't a bird. It's a rare, exotic animal. It eats snakes.
And it's real ferocious.
Yeah, so don't touch it. Now, mozzarella is down, see?
Yes.
And the referee's count. Six.
Yes.
Seven.
Yes.
Eight. I mean, I figured he could have counted to 6,000. Yes. Wouldn't have made any difference. Mozzarella's not getting up.
Yeah,
I mean,
you ain't got no mongoose in here. You got
okay, Arch, there's nothing in there.
All I see is some doo-doos.
Those are droppings, Arch. Rare mongoose droppings. So, mozzarella surprises me. Just my luck, he staggers to his feet, the bell rings, and...
What the hell does a mongoose look like, anyway?
It's a long, skinny thing. Looks like a rat in a mink coat. Fangs.
Oh, you guys seen it, huh?
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
There's only a couple of dozen of them in the world, and they're very temperamental and high-strung, so don't fiddle around with it.
So how did you get a hold of one?
An army buddy of mine sent it to me from Bombay.
We mean Bombay. Says on here, India.
Well, that's where Bombay is, Arch. It's in India.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
He trains him to fight cobras, and the mongooses always win.
Oh, wait a minute. Didn't I see that once in an old Frank Bob kitchen?
Bring him back alive.
Those fast things that run around.
I've never seen a real live one there. Let's have a look at it.
Yeah, let's see it again.
Yeah, come on, Pinky. I want to look at it.
It's very dangerous.
What do you mean, Tom?
But Arch ain't seen it. I want to see it. Just once more.
All right, all right.
What is he, back here someplace?
Where he's sleeping. Now, just look and listen to me. Don't touch it with your fingers.
I ain't touching nothing there.
Gotta get in real close to see it, see? And I'll just tap this box and wake him up. Now, watch closely because he moves very fast.
Ah!
Pinky flips the switch. The fur tail flies out and hits Archie on the neck, making everyone howl with laughter.
It got me in the neck! Which end got you, Archie? Oh, Archie, you should have seen my face!
What the hell are you doing? You nearly scared the life out of me over there.
Oh, Bunker. Where's your sense of humor?
What do you mean, humor? That ain't funny. That's dangerous there.
I'm sorry, Archie.
You ought to be sorry.
I apologize.
Yeah.
Come on. No hard feelings, huh? Let's shake.
Why do you do it then?
Pinky shows the joy buzzer hidden in his hand.
Don't laugh. That's not funny.
Oh, Archie, you always fall for
Pinky. Why don't laugh? I hope you choke over there. Buying no more rounds of beers in here, I tell you that.
You never bought a round for us yet, Archie.
Well, you just blew your last chance.
Oh, come on, Archie. Hey, don't be sure.
You should have known better than that. I don't want to be with you.
Still pals, eh, Archie?
Pinky slaps a kick me hard sign on Archie's back. Archie watches his friends laugh, then waves them off and leaves, unaware of the sign. At the house, Edith tugs at a stuck vacuum cleaner and falls back into Archie's chair.
Oh. I'm coming!
She scurries to the door.
Hi, Mrs. Bunker.
A large female impersonator stands in the doorway.
How do you do?
Remember me?
Beverly
LaSalle, you do remember. I'm so glad.
Well, come on in. How could I forget you? You're the lady Archie saved, but you turned out to be a man. Oh, give me the coat.
Beverly reveals his mauve evening gown.
You still look like a lady.
Well, I just finished dress rehearsal. I'm on my way back to the motel, and I want to stop in and see you.
Well, sit down. I'm glad you did. I'm sorry it's such a mess, but I was just vacuuming, and I got it stuck under the TV.
Can I help you?
Oh, no. It's too heavy to lift. Archie'll do it when he gets home.
Oh, it's no trouble.
Oh, no. You might strain something.
Don't be silly.
Beverly casually lifts the big floor model television.
Can you get the part now?
Oh, yes.
Edith grabs it.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean for you to hold it so long. I just never seen a lady pick up a heavy TV. Oh, I keep forgetting you ain't a lady. I mean, you act like a lady. Oh, you know what I mean.
I know what you mean.
Well, sit down.
Thank you. Do you realize, Mrs. Bunker, it was exactly a year ago today that Mr. Bunker saved my life?
That's right. He gave you mouth to mouth in the back seat of his cab.
Yes. And to mark the event, I want you and Mr. Bunker to be my guests tonight for dinner. And after dinner, you can come see me work.
Are you back at the new Pink Tiger?
Yes. Maybe it's coincidence, but they love me here in Queens.
Guess who's here? It's Beverly LaSalle.
Hi, Mr. Bunker.
Archie's mouth hangs open.
If it ain't Miss Mouth to Mouth. Did anybody see you coming in here?
Just me.
Nobody. Good. What are you doing back inside? You're working here again?
Yeah, at the new Pink Tiger.
Oh, I thought the cops closed that joint.
Yes, but it was reopened by the mafia.
Oh, sure.
Well, Beverly wants us to go to dinner with him, and then go and see a show after.
To tell you the truth there, Beverly, that when I come home from work, I get awful tired, you know?
Archie still has the sign on his back.
Suppose we just say nice to see you and hope to see you soon again, huh?
Oh, come on, Mr. Bunker. We've got to celebrate. It's our anniversary.
Huh?
Don't you remember?
Beverly makes kissy lips.
Bunker,
Laughing at the sign on Archie's back, Edith kicks him in the behind.
What the hell you kick me in the butt for?
Because you got a sign on your back that says, kick me
hard. Oh, gee, that Toothy Peterson. No wonder they was all laughing at me over Northern Boulevard there. Geez, I gotta get even with this guy.
Come on, what do you say, Mr. Bunker? Dinner tonight at your favorite restaurant?
No, I don't think so.
We ain't been out to dinner for a long time.
I don't think
so, Beverly.
The treat's on me, Mr. Bunker. Just the three of us, unless there's someone you'd like to invite.
Well, no, it ain't that, Beverly, but that I...
Archie considers.
Well, you know, there is a guy that... He never go.
Archie glances at Beverly.
Why the hell not? Remember this. I save your life, and you owe me a favor. You owe me, but... Here he is now. Come on, eat it. Come on, go on. Get something on, huh? Get a dress on, huh? Come on, get something on.
Archie,
go upstairs, get something nice on. Can't you make yourself look adorable like Beverly there? Here he is. Sit down.
Beverly flops down with his knees apart like a man.
Remember now, you're supposed to be an old school renovator some out of town.
Mr. Bunker, I don't think I can get away with this.
Yes, you. I'll be there, hold it. Get away with it. You certainly can't. Don't sit like that. Cross your knees, kind of cute there. Point the toes like sexiness. Can you do something with this here?
He adjusts his fake breasts.
Okay, fine. I'll just sit there and relax, see? Try and smile there, you know, huh? All the charm you can give it. Play easy to get.
Archie opens the door.
Hey, come on in, babe. Hey, I want you to meet Miss Beverly LaSalle from out in Mineola Garden City way here. This is Pinky Peterson from Sunnyside.
How do you do?
Any friend of Edith's has got to be sweeter than the roses in May.
Pinky kisses Beverly's hand.
Hey, look at that. Huh? The hand kissing, ain't that class, see? He learned that down south. He was a dog catcher in Atlanta. I'm going to run upstairs and get a coat and a tie, just like you. Just stay down here and get acquainted, you know. Hey, but don't move too fast too soon, Pinky. You're out with a real lady tonight. This guy's got a high school diploma.
So, you're Beverly LaSalle from out of town, huh? Is that your real name or your stage name?
No.
I recognized you the minute I came in. I saw them putting up your picture today.
Oh, I'm so embarrassed, Mr. Peterson. I would never have done anything like this on my own.
Bunker put you up to this, didn't he? I knew he was up to something.
I'm glad you know. Now we can go out to dinner and have a good time, and I can go back to the motel and change.
No. Now, look, since Archie lined this up, let's let him think he's pulling it off.
I don't understand.
Well, you see, I've been pulling these bum jokes on him for years, and all he wants to do is get even with me.
And you'd let him?
Are you kidding? I love that guy. He's like a brother to me. I really love him. It'll make him happy.
Well, all right, I owe it to him, I guess. If you're sure it'll really make him happy, okay.
They shake hands.
Yeah, what's up? All dressed up for a big night on the town. Edith, you know Pinky Peterson, the lodge there.
Pleasure is mine.
Beverly, could I assist you there? Hey, Pinky, you gotta be kind of swift with the gentleman stuff here, huh? Edith, come on, get your coat on, huh?
Edith, you look like Miss America.
So do you.
Hey, Pinky. We're robbing a couple of beauties tonight, huh?
Archie pretends to throw a punch behind Pinky's back. Soon after, at the restaurant, the two couples sip from giant novelty cocktails.
Oh, Mr. Peterson, you shouldn't have ordered these. They're so strong. I'm getting so lightheaded, I may not be able to look after myself.
Archie grins.
If I drink any more, I'll get dizzy.
Just rest your lovely little head right on my shoulder.
Pinky pulls Beverly close.
Ain't that nice, Zeta? Don't that kind of take you back?
No.
My, what broad shoulders you have, Mr. Peterson.
You're in pretty good shape there yourself. She's a lovely big girl.
I always like girls with a little meat in their bones.
Rummage around there, you find a lot more. You know, it's evenings like this when I think of what a lucky guy I am. Got my health, good friends, still get some of my hair, and now this.
Why, Mr. Peterson, you don't know anything about me.
I know what I like, and I like what I see. I'd love to be a fly on the wall when he sees the whole works.
Archie masks his comment with the straw from the cocktail.
Don't you think this is going on long enough?
We'll know when it's gone on long enough.
When?
When Pinky comes after me with a club. You were meant for me. I was meant for you. Nature patterned when she was born.
Excuse me, Beverly, I'm going to the ladies' room. Would you like to come?
Edith and Beverly hurry off.
Not too long, it'll be in a tenant.
Wait a minute. How are we going to do this?
Sitting down.
Edith considers.
You're like a plaintive melody. Hey, you know... Peggy, you don't see that very often no more, you know? A guy singing romantically to a girl. See what happened? You started to croon to her, she went straight to the can. Now, you know, I need to splash a little water on the fridge, cool off there. You have a breakfast there. You in, buddy.
I really want to thank you, Arch. Oh, well. This is something new. I never felt like this before.
Yeah, but it'll be a shame about poor Doris, you know, your sweetheart who loves you. She's going to be brokenhearted.
Well, Doris is the same old thing. Beverly is something different.
In every way, buddy.
Can I see you for a minute?
No.
Please, I got to talk to you. Right.
Excuse me there, Pinky. Beverly, Edith's got a little pain over here or something.
Gee, Beverly has had enough. I think we should go home.
This whole thing may come to a beautiful finish any minute, but if it don't, and we go home, the two of us go straight upstairs. No Corby or Crullers or nothing. We leave the downstairs to them, see? And we stay up there nice and quiet until Pinky has his heart attack.
Mr. Peterson, I got something to tell you. You see, Archie is playing a joke on you. Go on, tell him, Archie.
Yeah, it's a joke. That's right, Pinky. It's a joke. And a joke is on you for a change. And a hell of a joke it is.
You mean that Beverly's a guy?
Beverly. Did you say something to him? I can never catch this guy in
here. You can't, Papa.
Oh, gee.
You told me you wanted him to have his revenge. You rat.
Beverly, sweetheart, you're the only guy.
A woman sees Pinky hugging Beverly and hits Pinky.
Goose! Doris, I thought you was never going to get here.
Oh, is this what you mean by going bowling with the boys?
Doris, I can explain everything.
Oh, Archie, you were so right. Thank you for calling me and tipping me off to this.
Doris, I couldn't do nothing else.
Archie, that was a terrible thing to do.
I had to stand by Doris here.
Doris, you don't understand. Beverly, explain it to Doris.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Beverly adjusts his stole, and Doris whacks Pinky with her purse.
Same time tomorrow night, Pinkums.
Doris, Beverly isn't a lady.
Not if she's out with you, you crumb.
Oh, no. No.
He means that he ain't a woman.
Yeah,
your show on, Beverly.
Beverly smacks his hand.
Should I, Mr. Bunker?
Yeah, go ahead, but be careful of the things you show, because we could get locked up here.
All right. Showtime!
Beverly pulls off his wig, and Doris collapses into Archie's arms.
Man! You see, Doris, I wasn't out with a woman. I was out with a man.
Hey, Doris? You almost married a closet fruit here.
Sickle, Pinky.
Doris storms out with Pinky close behind her.
What the hell are they looking at? All they do is see a girl take a wig off and put it back. What the hell are you all looking at? Mind your business and eat your chinks over there. We ain't going no place, either. The food is coming. We're going to celebrate. This is one of the greatest nights of my life. I finally got even with that guy. I got to thank you two swell girls.
Archie kisses Edith, then Beverly, then freezes when he realizes what he's done. Directed by Paul Bogart. Written by Phil Doran and Douglas Arango. Script supervision by Milt Josephsberg and Mort Latchman. Executive story editors Larry Ryan and Mel Tolkien. Story editors Douglas Arango and Phil Doran. Associate producer Bridget Jensen Drake.
All in the Family was recorded on tape before a live audience.
Executive producer Mort Latchman. Produced by Milt Josephsberg, Eugene Roche, Pinky, Laurie Shannon, Beverly LaSalle, Danny Dayton, Hank Pivnik, Phoebe Doran, Doris, Jason Wingreen, Harry, Andre Pavon, Carlos. Copyright 1976 Tandem Productions Incorporated. A Bud Yorkin, Norman Lear Tandem Production. Sony Pictures Television.